Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indian Emmy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a Brisbane Labrador has been prescribed Prozac for his anxiety. Known for his quirky nature, 8-year-old Brian the Labrador was exhibiting aggressive behaviour. Diagnosed with anxiety by his vet, Brian is now on the antidepressant fluoxetine. There is growing recognition in the last 2 decades that animals can develop mental and behavioural disorders. Mark Beckhoff, a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Colorado Boulder, recommends caution in diagnosing animals but is a fan of using medication as treatment. Brian's owner says the medicine has made him a more content and less aggressive dog.
Queensland bushfire season has been unshed in a week of intense fire activities. Authorities warn tourists and suburban residents to avoid complacency. Sean Tohi, the rural fire service manager of bushfire mitigation for Brisbane, said, quoted, "We haven't had a bushfire season since about 2020, so it's probably at the back of people's mind." He recommends people living in cities or urban areas to understand the lower level and higher level warning of the bushfire signal before taking any action.
In national news, mining company Argent Minerals has been granted an assessment of drilling for a potential gold, lead, zinc and silver mine near Blaney in central west New South Wales. A spokesperson for Mining Exploration and Geoscience within the Department of Regional New South Wales said the project known as Kempfeld would consist of 2 open-cut pits and facilities to dissolve certain metals from disturbed rock using cyanide. Stephen Horn, a Landcare initiative restoring landscape corridors from Canangra Boyd to Wyangala Link, showed concerns, saying, quote, "Once heavy metal pollutants reach the Abercrombie River, the biological integrity of the downstream river system itself is threatened."
13 Australian cattle arrive in Indonesia with lumpy skin disease, having a potential outbreak which would cost $7.4 billion from lost trading opportunities in the first year. Australia has no vaccine bank to combat future LSD incursion and has no plan to create one, according to the federal government's response to the latest biosecurity report. North Queensland veterinarian Campbell Costio believes the plan should be communicated with both the industry and West. David Foote, the chair of Cattle Australia, said, quoted, "The minute we vaccinate the first animal in Australia, we have lost our market access to those countries that procured meat and or animals from lumpy skin disease countries."
In international news, an Indonesian woman has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after eating pork in a viral TikTok video. The court of Palembang found Muslim woman Lina Lutfiwati guilty of spreading information that was intended to incite hate for saying an Islamic phrase before eating crispy skin pork. She was also ordered to pay a fine of 250 million Indonesian rupiah, over 25,000 Australian dollars. Lutfiwati apologised to the Indonesian public during her court hearing last month, charged under the controversial law of information and electronic transactions. Social media users have compared her legal punishment to the lighter sentences of corruption cases, asking who was actually harmed by her actions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
The story you're about to hear is true.